Fire.
Hey, did you guys know?
Uh-oh.
I swear to God.
He just got right out of it. Moved on to the next thing.
The Musers.
Radio show, yeah, yeah.
Had Staubach's daughter on today.
I heard. Well, he was sitting right next to her.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, don't mess up the dream.
Oh. Quit sticking up for them. And their series, the continuing series of celebrities people, of
People Who Know Famous People series.
Relatives of famous people. Along
That's so
the
great.
Long tradition, the Lance Armstrong's mom.
Eric King of the Monday Morning Fullback.
Eric Sham.
See, there's enough real ones. We don't have to make up any, Jake. They've actually had Brad Sham's brother in studio, and I think he was their correspondent one year from Olympics, or was that
yeah.
Leslie Visser's brother?
Chris Visser.
You have the Lance Armstrong, what? The
mother.
The promo for the Lance Armstrong's mom show?
The Musers in the Morning, Tuesdays at 8:10 for a big name guest.
I'm Lance Armstrong's mother, Linda. I'm sure you've heard of him.
That's right. Lance Armstrong's mom appears exclusively on the Dunham and Miller Show.
What you get is my entire life story and overcoming a lot of obstacles. It's so inspiring.
Every Tuesday at 8:10, hear the secrets to Lance's success.
Every Tuesday.
The only thing you need to do is just practice.
Plus, hear stories about other famous people she knows.
Let me say this. If it were easy for me to sing like Sheryl Crow, I can't even hum a tune or talk about my son.
You'll love Lance Armstrong's mom.
Love you too.
Tuesdays at 8:10, only on the Dunham and Miller Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wow. Wow, they went hard on the drums there at the end.
One of the best things you've ever done.
I'm not making fun.
George just weighed in that Dan's a jerk.
I'm helping his show. I'm promoting the show. The Lance Armstrong Mom Show.
So it's every Tuesday at 8:00.
Really?
Right.
Like,
where they
there's
just
no
talk
off
about
season?
Lance. No. They've been doing it for years.
Never gets old.
What was he like when he was four?
So let's move on to fourth grade. Lance's mom. All right.
Well,
It's a large show for you today, guys. We're very excited about it because Mark Cuban. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Whose music is that? Oh, my gosh. I think that's George.
Job of the week.
Taking a break from a text exchange with Billy Ripken.
Hey, Job.
Yeah, Roger was also in the studio. You may have heard of him, Bob.
I did. I had your back.
Well, Dan has. It may be a difficult thing for Dan to know about. He's a quarterback who's actually won Super Bowls.
Ooh.
I don't know if anyone's ever done that. But yeah, he was up there too. And she's doing important work trying to spread, you know, the idea of literacy. I don't know if that's important to you guys, but yes, Michelle Staubach Grimes was up there too. And
well, you had a read.
We were glad to do that today.
Thank you, George.
Michelle Staubach.
We care about our community.
You can tell.
Radio. I don't know. Sounds like you're against our community and America.
Not at all. I was promoting it. I love it. I love her.
I love it.
I love Lance Armstrong's mom. I love Chris Visser. I love Eric Sham. You got to admit, you've had a lot of
fair actor from some FX show we haven't on today.
Oh man!
As a matter of fact,
his cousin writes the show, and let's get him on.
They're not all from an FX show.
His
only some of our
writes
friends.
The show.
Some of them are on AMC.
DVDs, and I'll put on your mom. Okay, great.
How you doing, Jub? How's life?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, except that's my favorite part, maybe, of the ticket day when the bad radio day starts. You know, it's funny audio, and it's Dan, you know, saying he's got some sort of ridiculous problem, and then I'm listening, you got my pen it up in the air and everything, and then I just get kicked.
Dan.
I'm sorry, man. I was just trying to help your show.
Do that?
Oh, damn. Dan.
When are we doing Jub of the Week again? How come you never call in?
I don't know. I was told not to. Jake said don't ever call here again.
Go someplace else for your sports talk?
Yeah.
Well, we've all recuperated from football season. It's time to get serious again. It is
time to get serious
again. It's go time. Oh.
I'm always up for job of the week. Even after the North Texas song that I didn't get, I'm ready for it.
Oh, that's right. How we wanted to witness your college going to the tournament.
Yeah, they didn't quite make it.
Well, that's not on
okay,
you.
So when Corby came in studio and we penned an emotional farewell for you at UNT for your great broadcasting career there, 30 years? 30?
25.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to make you into an old.
39 and holding.
I don't know if we can play a clip from it or anything, but is there any way?
Hey, look,
you did not.
Listen, I've never even thought about the fact that the University of North Texas, the initials, make some people uncomfortable. I've never even thought about it.
What's that mean?
But outside. Outside the College of Art, UNT Art, someone added a few letters, and that was a big meme there for a while. And look, some people just can't handle it. And apparently, Dan and Corby are on that list.
Yeah,
it's true. I can't.
NCAA tournament March Madness song and. Someone later alerted me, dude, you know what they were spelling out, don't you? And I was like, well, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You seemed so happy. Actually, first you seemed reluctant that what were they about to do, and then...
I'm always reluctant when you guys bring me on.
And then from there, though...
Like, hey, this isn't going to be a tribute to me. This is going to be making fun of me somehow.
But then he got very... Right.
Then it was a tribute.
Then he got very comfortable with it, started singing along, and really seemed to enjoy the honor to his school.
I was offended when you sang along.
That was a nice joke.
I didn't know what I was singing. And yeah, I was just distracted that day. And had I been home, I probably would have figured it out. But you caught me at a vulnerable moment, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, we got
that, and I'm an idiot.
We got Cubes on here in a few minutes. Is there anything?
Okay.
Is there anything you want us to ask him? Since you and him are on very bad terms all the time for like 15 straight years. Oh, okay.
It's Mark, not Brian.
Yeah, did you want us to book Brian? Fernando already.
I'm just kidding.
Fernando already put dibs on Brian.
We'll put a word in with Mark Cuban to get you guys Brian.
Okay. Well, get Cubes out of the way. Then get the assistant producer to Fart Knocker or whatever the new show is on FX and get that running.
The Fart Knockers. All right, Jub. High five, man.
All right, high five. Wombo combo, too. Look it up.
Okay. I will.
What?
He,
Wombo combo?
Yeah, he wanted me to look up Wombo combo. He thought it would fit in a future open, but I shouldn't tell Jake that because if Jake hears...
How do you spell that?
An old person wanted something in the open. I don't know. I don't know if that would go through.
Are you calling George an old person?
Super I don't know Jake. Why you would well, say that.
We're old people compared to Jake.
George is like the coolest Mino guy I know.
And TC.
Plays in a band.
Oh,
he's
now
cool guy.
you're trying to call him cool.
He doesn't...
Some old...
Doesn't tuck in.
Right. Got unruly hair.